Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th. 2010, the first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2, swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees, it's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
What a moment that was. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Saturday
thanks to our friends, the Armentani Brothers, letting us use their Phillies Clubhouse mix.
Ben's definitely listening to this song on the way home.
Is he?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
So, and we are at Chickies in South Philly. It is the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. We're lucky enough for the Top 5 of Odd to be joined, finally, by a real baseball guy. Ike Reese. No. Ben Davis.
This is the best part of the show, correct?
Yeah. Well, that's
many
what
people say.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. So here we go. The best part of the show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Listen, it's time to ramp up for Red October.
Yes.
It's time to get locked in.
Yes.
And
do you want the Mets?
No, go Brewers. Come on, Ben, do you want the Mets or Brewers?
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, we're going to play everyone.
Best we'll
play
team
the,
will win.
Play the Rocky music. All right. So I have for you my top five biggest X factors for the Phillies heading into the postseason. So hopefully they are having a parade down Broad Street. And we know that Bryce obviously a big deal. So this is other X factors. Number five, I'm going to go with Ranger. I mean, Ranger is going to start game four. That's going to happen. How long is he going to go? I have no idea. But if he struggles in game four of the NLDS and they're lucky to move on, I think then it could turn into, are we going to start Turnbull? Are we going to start, you know, shifting plans here if Ranger looks like how he looked towards the end of the season, which it was a different pitcher. I mean, his stuff was flat. He might be dealing with dead arm, might still be dealing with the back. I don't know. But Ranger in game four is a huge swing start for how much are they going to trust him for the rest of the postseason.
You're saying toward the end of the season, Ranger hasn't been good since
sure, but
the beginning of July.
But coming off the IL, I thought there was a chance he was going to get back to being close to the first half Ranger, and he's not.
I love Ranger. I feel like Ranger is a guy who you can trust in a big spot. And I know they said that he was hitting 93 on the gun and he looked good. I am at believe it when I will see it with Ranger at this point. You can't look the way he's looked physically. It just looks physical. You can't look the way you've looked for that long and just wake up one day. So if he looks great, it's great, but I'll believe it when I see it. Ben, how do you?
I would agree with that assessment. I think he's a guy I've the ultimate confidence, despite him not pitching well in the second half, despite the back injuries, I still have a lot of confidence in him because of what he's done in the postseason before. He's got some marbles.
He does.
So he knows how to go out there and compete, and he doesn't care. Here it is. You're getting my best stuff. If you hit it, then you're better than me, but I don't think you are.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of trust in Ranger in the back of my mind. His postseason the last couple years have earned him that. But, man, I hope he can do it because it's really a big swing for them. My fourth biggest X factor is Nick Castellanos. He's probably going to be in the four hole. I mean, they made that switch towards the end of the year, and Rob Thompson said he's leaning that way this morning with the morning show. And the four hole has been a spot in back-to-back years, 2022. Castellanos was horrible there, and Rob Thompson didn't move him. And last year, Bohm was mostly there. He hit the home run in Game 7, which was nice. That's been a spot the last two postseasons that has kind of unraveled this team. And Castellanos, I believe, is there for power. I think they trust his power more. But Castellanos in the four hole is definitely an X factor.
Yeah, he also has to hit. I understand the power is wanted. But what I'm afraid of is that Bryce gets pitched around. So it has to be somebody behind him yes. that's going to hit. And it can't be I'm swinging for a home run every time I'm up there.
Uh-huh. So, I wonder.
Because Bryce got pitched around in that series versus Arizona.
And especially game 6 and 7.
Yeah. I wonder. I think back probably 6 weeks ago, maybe it was, that Castellanos talked about how much better he likes it when there is a real hitter behind him. I mean, he said that. And I just wonder if...
Oh, we missed that.
Oh, no, he said it. Yeah.
He said and it.
I mean,
said
he took it. A shot at somebody. Here.
No, well, I don't
he
think...
He had a real hitter.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say real hitter.
Oh.
But he was saying when you have somebody... He was just talking about the normal baseball thing of having a guy behind mm-hmm. you and getting pitches to hit. But I wonder... I think that probably matters less to Bohm and matters more to Castellanos and from a mental standpoint. I wonder if Topper looks at that and says... I need the best out of both of these guys. And if Castellanos is going up there feeling confident, you know, he's such a vibes guy. I wonder if Rob Thompson looks at that and that's the reason. Because the numbers do not line up to doing this. Castellanos has not been better in the cleanup spot. Bohm has. But I wonder if this is sort of a mental thing that Topper is doing. Ben, what do you think of the decision?
I would put Bohm there personally. I think, as I agree with Ike, I think you need more of a, and not a knock on Castellanos, but Bohm is more of a pure hitter.
Yeah.
And I think he poses more of a threat, not a strikeout threat as much as Castellanos, to put more balls in play. And if, you know, if guys are on base, they're going to have to pitch to Bohm. And he's, I mean, the dude had 97 RBIs and he missed a lot of time with his hand. So he's got a knack for driving guys in.
Yeah, he was productive. The third biggest X
factor. That move better work out.
No, it's going to be, there's going to be some Rob Thompson conversations. Definitely. However this season plays out, especially with that one. Third biggest X factor is Nola. Nola's the number two. I think we know what we're getting out of Wheeler. Chris Sanchez, we're not sure. I think we feel pretty good about. Heading into the postseason, it's always, I don't know what I'm getting from Nola. I think we feel pretty good, but they are more coin flips with Knowles. And for this team to win the World Series, you need a good number two. They paid him $172 million. They gave him the big contract. It's time for him to go out there and do it. So Nola jumps to the front of the list here as one of the biggest X factors for this team to win a World Series.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think Knowles enjoys pitching in the postseason. I think there's something about taking the mound every fifth day for him that he feels like you can count on him. And you're talking about going into what Knowles has to do is not have the inning that we all know that he's capable yes. of having in the first five innings. Right? Like, we got to get him to that sixth inning, and I think we're good. It's that second time through the lineup where you're like, he starts to put people on base. And then now everybody's living on the edge with every pitch. Is this the home run? Is this when it's coming? Is this when it's coming? The solo shots don't bother me. It's when you get to 2, 3, 4 run shots.
Can I say
that's a grand slam?
It's honestly another reason why I like Nola on the road, because I almost think that him giving up a home run at home is more makes everybody more antsy.
Yeah.
Than on the road. And because home runs swing momentum in the play, you just watch it happen. There's going to be some nerves at Citizens Bank Park this year. It's great fans, but with great expectations, you know, come a lot of nerves. I love the idea of pitching Nola in Game 3. Actually, the more I think about it,
yeah.
bigger ballpark, harder to hit home runs, and maybe you don't get those fan nerves when he's going to give up a shot yeah. in the third inning.
You're not going to get bleeping Chris Sanchez. You're going to have a bleeping Nola there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here we go again. You know, would you, Ben, if you were the manager, who would you pitch in Game 2?
I would pitch Sanchez here at home. Those numbers, it's not a small sample size, but those numbers speak volumes. He's got a 5 on the road and a 2 at home, ERA. And, I mean, those numbers alone speak for themselves. And I also like splitting up the righties because it's a completely different look. I know Aaron isn't exactly the same pitcher as Zach Wheeler, but they are both right-handed and they have similar repertoire. But I just like splitting those guys up.
Jack, do you think 2 is better than 5 as well? Have you tried to make that argument?
Booty man.
What's the next X factor?
The next X factor is Rob Thompson.
Yeah, well,
it's a big Rob Thompson.
That's the biggest X factor, right?
Nah, not for me. Not for me.
Oh, we're on two. I thought
we're on number
two. Oh, okay. My bad.
Rob Thompson's a huge X factor. You know, he talked a lot about learning from what he did the last couple of postseasons and how he's going to have to adjust off that. He's going to make decisions about Johan Rojas seemingly every night. Do I pull him here? Do I start a game maybe with a better offensive lineup, keep him out of it, and then bring him in as a defensive replacement? Like, there's a lot of little Rob Thompson decisions. Castellanos in the four spot. Using this bullpen in the right ways. Now, there's no, I don't think, obvious Kimbrel, but he's going to have to deploy the bullpen in the right spot. And that Ranger situation is going to be a factor if he doesn't pitch well, or even in that game, he's probably going to go three or four innings. So he's going to have to manage the rest of that game. There's a lot of Rob Thompson decisions heading into this postseason.
And he's making different ones. Pitching Chris Sanchez in the second game is not the chalk move.
No.
Putting Castellanos in the four hole is not the chalk move. You know, he's making moves that are that we will talk about.
Yeah.
If they work, it will look like a stroke of genius, and if they don't work, it'll look like he screwed something up that seemed obvious.
Yeah, I think he's at the point where he has learned from his mistakes. But he also learns from his successes as well. Hey, if this worked in the past, I could lean on that. I know I can lean on that moving forward. But if this didn't work, maybe once, okay, maybe that's my fault, maybe twice, okay, we got to make the change here.
Yep.
Can I guess who what the number one is?
Sure.
My guess is that you say it's Trey.
No.
Oh.
No. I think it's Carlos. Phillies. I think it's Carlos Estevez.
Oh. Wow.
I think because he's going to be pitching.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that they like using Hoffman
Stop right,
in the eighth. I think they like using Hoffman maybe in the seventh.
It's not good.
And he's their, for me, he's their fourth best option at close. I think Kirkering's better. I think Strom's better. And I think Hoffman's better. But he's going to be in those spots.
Yes.
So it's going to be tight. We're going to have to, you know, hold on to your butts. But there's going to be some tight Carlos Estevez moments.
Unclench your butt cheeks.
If he can deliver, they're probably going to be okay. So Estevez, to me, is the biggest X factor.
He's got big cojones. I just think he gives up really hard fly balls is the problem. Yeah, I'm not worried about him being nervous or being tight or any of those things. I just – he has lived up to the – what I was nervous about watching him pitch so far.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I just think at the back end of the – at some point in a very close game, you need someone that can get strikeouts. And I don't know if Estevez is that guy. He's more of a pitch to contact. I'm looking at Strom. I'm looking at Kirkring, like you said, Fritzy. Or, you know, obviously Hoffman would be my guy to close because I think he's got the fortitude to go out there when knowing there's not a net behind you in that ninth inning. And realize that, hey, I got to go punch some tickets. I think he's got the ability to do so.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 215. Or no, that's our phone number. Guida's number is 877-GO-GUIDA or visit coachuida.com. 215-592-9494. Coleman in Philly. Coleman, you want the Mets, right?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. It's about being smart.
I mean, like, the Mets are red hot.
They just lost. They just blew a lead last night.
Listen. Yeah, they blew the one lead, but they're playing like a better team as of recent, and they scare me more. That's all it is. And I agree with Jack. Like, who cares who we play? If the goal is to get to the World Series. Who cares how we get there?
Yes.
The team scare you more, or does their fans coming down here scare you more?
That doesn't scare me as much because I agree, like, sell the tickets to other Philly fans. That doesn't scare me too much. About the, like, even if Mets fans show a couple guys, like, they're going to get drowned out by the Red October. Like, that's not going to affect anything.
Wow.
But I do think you guys got to chill out with saying the P word, though. You guys are way too confident that we're going to win the whole thing.
I'm not that confident.
You're jinxing us.
I'm not jinxing anybody. Okay.
Well,
I'd rather be on this side of the ledger than the ledger I'm scared that I might have to face the Mets.
All right. That's a good point.
But, that guy crumbled. Good call, Coleman. Coleman crumbled.
I'm just saying. I mean, if it's because I'm overconfident, okay. But that to me, that's better than being scared to play somebody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. You know, you and I – ball players, we've been inside those white lines, man.
And you've been on teams where if each guy does his job, no one's going to beat you. And that's the way it is with this club. If each guy does their job, this Phillies team, no one's going to beat them. I don't care what league, they're not going to beat them. They will be winning a championship soon.
I've talked myself into
feel it, man.
The bye. Putting aside all of the conversations about the bye previously.
Yes.
I've switched to, I actually think it will help them at the plate.
Yes.
You know, they sucked at the end of the year offensively.
That's what I'm like, it's not like they were really
They were
hot.
Striking out 15 times a game. Their approach at the plate was bad. I think getting 5 days with Kevin Long and really, really refocusing what they're trying to do when they go up there at the plate, and then that not everybody's trying to hit the ball 500 feet. I think this time, putting the injury stuff, quite obviously, that is good for them to buy. But I think the mental part of refocusing their game. The only guy I don't love it for is Zach Wheeler, who is
so regimented.
So regimented, loves pitching on the fifth day, has all this extra time off. I know he pitched a lot this season. It's probably good for his body. He's definitely a creature of habit in that way. But the rest of the offense, I feel better about the offense taking this week off than feeling worse.
Yeah.
I didn't want to roll from that Washington series into they looked horrible in that series. They looked bad in the series before. They looked bad in the series before that. So.
I agree. Man, how much is the I asked Bryce about this, too, the whole mental fatigue part. You know, they it's a long season. Almost when you get out to the lead that they got off to, now you're worried about not blowing the lead versus locked in, being hungry, and you're chasing. You're the hunted. And I would have to imagine that's got to be a little mentally draining as well. So I thought the 4 or 5 days off sort of gives them an opportunity to sort of just recharge from a mental standpoint, too.
Yeah, they can definitely reboot. And I think that them winning the National League East was so inevitable. It was almost like they were just playing it out, just waiting for that
to end. Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, we know this is going to happen. Let's nip this in the bud. Let's finish 162. Everyone stay healthy, and then we'll move on from there. So I think from a mental aspect, this is going to help these guys out. I think the inter-squad game yesterday is going to help them out. And, you know, they said today was it wasn't a mandatory practice, but I guarantee you all those boys are over there getting
Yeah, you
getting
don't want to be the guy that's not there.
Hell no.
Yeah.
We know what optional means. Yes.
Optional means get
yes,
your butt
yes,
there.
Yes.
Coming up next, Dave Dombrowski talked about what he is most concerned about going into the postseason. I was about to say offseason again.
Yep.
I meant postseason.
Way to go.
He
can't stop saying offseason.
Because you're thinking about Juan Soto.
I'm thinking a lot about Juan Soto.
We have one goal in mind.
Yes.
Okay?
That is Juan Soto. No, it's a World Series. But Dave Dombrowski talked about what he is worried most about, most concerned about with the Phillies coming up in the postseason. We will get to that next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Hey, NFL Week 5 is here, and you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Oh, we got a good one tonight. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are taking on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Let's go with Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of the Falcons, to go over in his passing yards tonight. Let's go with also wide receiver Mike Evans with an anytime touchdown. And let's get another anytime touchdown for Falcons running back Bijan Robinson. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.